This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Just when we were all getting used to relatively cheaper oil prices, I'm obliged to point out here that West Texas Intermediate's back over $100 a barrel right now, $104 and change today. Gas is still going down, yes, but watch this space, as they say. But that is mere prologue to this next piece. A new report from the Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis says Texas oil and gas jobs might not get back to where they were in the before times, like ever. And it says that oil and gas just ain't the job creators that many think they are. Well, as it happens, Marketplace's Andy Euler is just back from a couple of days at the heart of Texas oil and gas employment, the Permian Basin, where industry executives were telling him a different tale.
Between September 2019 and September 2020, when COVID hit, oil and gas extraction and affiliated industries in Texas shed about 20% of their workforce. And while there's been a hiring uptick over the past few months,
we're only about halfway there as far as the recovery goes, and it looks like we're starting to plateau.
Trey Cowan wrote the report for the Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis. He says there's a number of reasons for the slow pace of hiring. Operators say they can't find people who are, for instance, healthy enough to work on a rig and can pass a drug test. Industry trade group Energy Workforce and Technology Council blames anti-fossil fuel rhetoric. CEO Leslie Beyer emailed, quote, "continued vilification of the industry has a negative impact on recruiting, especially with younger workers," unquote. But it could actually be efficiency that's leading to fewer jobs in places like the Permian Basin. Hugh Daigle teaches petroleum engineering at the University of Texas at Austin.
They're getting more oil out of the ground with fewer people having to work for it.
But some say hiring fewer workers doesn't mean that the industry is done. Michelle Michaud Foss is an energy studies fellow at Rice University in Houston.
In terms of its spending and its purchases, it is still huge. But the labor-capital ratio is shifting.
But Trey Cowan at the Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis says the tried-and-true narrative that oil and gas will continue to be a driving force for employment in Texas is growing old.
The idea of creating policy around the oil and gas industry being a job creator is kind of a foolish way of looking at it.
He says oil and gas jobs follow the same boom and bust cycles the industry's been dealing with for decades, and everyone in the energy industry is trying to transition away from that. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.